نہیں ہے کچھ کام کے نہیں ہے. یہ اونچی اونچی عمارت کچھ کام کی نہیں ہے, کچھ کام کی نہیں ہے. دو گز زمین کا ٹکڑا چھوٹا سا تیرا گھر ہے. دنیا کے مسافر منزل تیری قبر ہے. دے کر رہا ہے جو تم دو دن کا یہ سفر ہے.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to this edition of the Coffee Express, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba online, Sautu Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'a, the voice of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'a in Durban, South Africa, on this day, the 5th of Safar 1446, corresponding with the Gregorian date, the 10th of August 2024. We now will cross over to our brother Ahmad Tariq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan to all our radio listeners on a beautiful long weekend in Durban. Alhamdulillah. Mawlana, Allah has blessed us with another beautiful Saturday morning.
Alhamdulillah, definitely. And Durban is a bit empty this morning, but anyway, we will still reach people, as most of the people are in Newcastle for our annual Ijtima. Now, to begin with, are there any new developments related to the kafan and the dafan?
Mawlana, my only one concern is normally when there's a long weekend that comes on Friday, Saturday, then you obviously you have your occasional road accidents. But alhamdulillah, so far from last night till this morning, I didn't have any calls to release any bodies from the government mortuaries or anything like that. But alhamdulillah, we were fortunate in that side of it. We didn't have any issues at the moment. The issues that is we're having at the moment is there's a lot of people keep phoning me normally about 3, 4, 5 times on a week to get the post-mortem reports from Pretoria, and that is causing a massive problem for our community because they cannot wind up the state, and there's monies in the state, but they cannot get any access to their monies. Now, that is a problem, and this is where we are at the moment taking it up. I have taken it up previously. Nothing is happening. Now we have to go through the legal route to force Pretoria to give these post-mortem reports to the attorneys so that they can wind up the state, because monies are there in the state of the deceased state, but they cannot access. Now, some of them are single parent now, became single parent, be widows, do not have any monies. How do they sustain themselves? Because they cannot go to the bank to get overdraft or anything, because there's no access to guarantees or anything like that. So everything is in a joint state with the attorneys. Now, that is causing a massive problem in the community. There's a lot of people that phone me on a regular basis. Please expedite. There's nothing I can do. There's a big backlog of this. Now we are trying to try and see best how we can eliminate this issue so that, you know, these widows can get at least some access for the payment. We have made arrangement with some of the landlords and all that to say that, you know what, there is money in the, give them a lawyer's letter to say the monies are in the with the state, but the problem is you cannot access because the banks will not release any money because the state has not been winded up or they have not sent the documents to the master. So that's where the issue is. Alhamdulillah, let's see what we can do this coming week. We can help some of these people because they are really, really desperate. The other important issues, if you have read this paper this morning, you'll see there's a lot of single moms need help now. This is mainly for maintenance and all that. And I've been speaking to, after this article you sent to me, I spoke to one of my chief magistrate who I know personally, and he just gave me a small rundown this morning, early this morning too. And he said, you know what, you were shocked that the amount of Muslim people are coming to their courts at the moment and ask, you know, assistance from the court that the husband has not paid the maintenance for 5 months, 6 months, and they've got two or three children. School fees are not paid and they cannot maintain themselves. Now, this is now the court is going to make a decision. There's a special unit has been drawn up at court. They can now be able to even deduct it from your salary. And if you've got pension funds, they will be able to take that money. And if they require a court order, they will be able to give the persons who are looking for this money to be paid out. Now, this is a concern in our community because previously we never have all these issues. Now it's becoming, you know, it's coming to the surface now. These are issues that, you know, we need to tackle it. And I think we need to speak to our ulamas to talk about it because end of the day, you know, if you divorce for whatever reason, Allah knows best, but, you know, you have to, you got children, you have to look after those children. That is the problem.
Yeah, now coming to our local politics, there seem to be problems there. As we read in one of the articles that was published in the Mercury on Thursday, opposition parties in the Itikweni Municipality Council have expressed concerns that the three big parties in the municipality working together as partners under the GPU, that is the Government of Provincial Unity, could undermine transparency. The ANC, DA, IFP, NFP, and the EFF occupy the seats in the executive committee of the municipality, with the exception of the EFF. The other four parties are members of the GPU that currently governs KwaZulu-Natal. While the GPU arrangement exists at national and provincial level, it has cascaded down to the municipalities. Opposition parties have claimed that there is a lack of transparency at council after a recent meeting by the city's audit committee to discuss audit report was classified, to discuss an audit report was classified as confidential and was discussed in private. This type of document is usually public. Now, the question arises, what kind of information does an audit report contain? You know that they had to hide it from the public.
Well, now, what happened first and foremost at the executive level, which we call the EXCO. Now, depending on how many seats you have got, that's how you will be allocated an EXCO seat. Now, EFF, I think they have got, in terms of the numbers, I think they have got two seats in the EXCO. Now, with this GPU, now, everywhere they're trying to work in national government with the national government unity. Now they came up with this GPU in all the municipality and the province here. Now, when in council, it first goes to committee level. Once the committee has passed whatever issues comes before us, it has to then go to the EXCO. When it goes to EXCO, some of the important things, especially when the funding is concerned, now they are trying, and now what EFF has done, they have come out from the GPU. They don't want to be part of the GPU because they want to be like us, they want to be the opposition. No, that is a good thing because somebody needs. Now, what happened previously, the DA was the only opposition party with us and all the other smaller parties. We were the opposition party. Now, since they have amalgamated with the ANC, IFP, NFP, so that became a, they have caused, they made themselves the GPU now. Now, that's where, now, the issues that we asked in the last meeting to, previously, all these issues that they have already approved via ESCO, and they want to ask to endorse it in full council. Now, they have approved it. ANC approved it. DA objected to that. Now, how all of a sudden, because now you with the GPU, you want to now accept it. So now, you know, you're saying one in one breath, you against it, but because of this merger and because of this unity we're talking about, now you're for it. So how are you? You're actually deceiving your voters on the ground. That is our problem. Now, some of the issues that do come up, everything, it has to come. Whatever decision you do take at ESCO level, it has to come to council. Council has, is the main body where they will approve it, and then only the public must know about it. Now, what they're trying to do here in this case here, and we picked it up, is they're trying to keep it away from the public. It will come before council, but it's tailored. The whole wording, everything is going to be tailored, and then it's going to come before the council. Now, that's where we picked it up, and we are saying, no, we're not interested in that. You don't make any deals between two or three parties and then bring it before council. That's what we want to know. What is yours behind closed doors? What are you talking about? If there's an issue that pertaining to the public must know about it. It must be transparent to everything, whatever happens in the council. That is important. That's what we are saying, Molana.
There's a statement in the article that I've read. What happened is part of the reason we have expressed fears about the GPU. Normally, the DA and the IFP would hold the ANC to account. But with them being part of the government of national unity, we fear that transparency is going to be undermined. Now, this statement makes it appear as though the DA and the IFP are just there for a slice of the cake, or since it's a gravy train, we'll say a tiffin of the gravy. Because, you know, these parties were at one time condemning the ANC. Now it seems like they're all part of the game.
You're 100% right here, Molana, because what happened, national government is going to provinces and is going to municipalities now. This is what. So as I explained earlier, that, you know what, whatever decisions were taken and the DA were against it because with us they were against the decision. Now, because of this GPU, they'll have to accept whatever it is because they're part and parcel of it. So now what we are saying also, we want to hold them accomplice because end of the day, if you have now you on this GPU, so whatever goes in council, there's no more. Previously, it was only the one party. The ANC did wrong. ANC did wrong. Today, you can't say the ANC did wrong because you are accomplice to the ANC, DA, IFP, NFP, beside the EFF. Now, EFF chose to become the opposition like us. So we can hold all these parties to say the right thing, what they have taken a decision. Now they have taken a decision. Now you have to bring it before council, and now you became accomplice. All the other parties have become accomplice to that. How are we going to pass it out? That is going to be a problem in council, and that's what we have been picking it up all the time. We are saying, no, we're not interested. Now you're part and parcel of a big coalition, but what about the people on the ground is going to suffer because end of the day we're making decisions when it's not right. That's where the problem is going to come. And we're going to hold every single one accountable because they have made the decision it came to the council because now you got the numbers, they are passing it, and it will go through that to the media. And media is going to make a big sing song about this whole thing as well. So eventually what's going to happen in this GPU is not going to last very, very long, because and the issue is the DA was always opposing to everything. Now, how they can oppose, because they are part and parcel of the same game, as you are right. Now, they want the slice of the cake. Now, that is the problem. What will happen is the people on the ground are not going to get what they want as service delivery, because now this is going to make it very difficult for the other parties, because the opposition is going to be slightly weaker, because all the other guys have become one now. That is the issue we're going to be faced.
So, you know, at the end of the day, the victim of all this are the public. You know, they voted for parties based on the manifestos of the party straight away with the GPU or GNU. Those manifestos means nothing anymore, because, you know, it's a whole group of parties with conflicting manifestos together. So it's the person on the ground that is going to be the victim of all the corruption. And it doesn't seem like this is going to be the solution as people thought, that, you know, your ANC would no longer have the upper hand. But now we see parties like those parties that were condemning ANC are now assisting ANC in hiding information.
100%. You know, prior to the election, everybody was telling the whole Muslim community, said, we want to vote ANC, we're voting ANC. What the ANC has done, sold us below cost to this DA, IFP coalition. Now, that's what happened now. So, end of the day, what happened? What happened in Cape Town? All, we got Cape Malays, there, thousands of them. Where the votes went, it went back to the DA, because where Al-Jama was, nowhere to the seat. They managed to just get one seat in national government. So where are the Muslims? We're supposed to be voting for our parties and everything, but it never happened that way. That is the problem. We need to put a structure in place in South Africa to say this is how we must be able to vote, because this the ANC and DA secret meeting was long before the election, sometime in June, July. They have already made the decision and everything, because the ANC knew they're not going to get 51+. So that's what happened. They have already made. So a lot of people, a lot of parties, we also made a mistake and we joined the DA coalition with all the party, with multi-party coalition. We all lost out there because people said, no, they'd rather vote for the DA. And that's what happened to this whole country. The political scenario changed overnight when MK has also come and cleaned everybody out. And this is where the problem is now. Now we need to fix it. To fix it is going to be, first and foremost, if this marriage can last, that is the most important thing. We're talking about national government unity, this provisional government unity, these provisional government, national government unity, if it can last, that's it. Because there's already infighting now for position. Because with DA, if you don't give them the position, they're going to walk away from it. They had to create other portfolios in government to bring deputy positions. Now the expenses have gone already up, because now they insist they must be in this department. You have to have one of the DA MPs there as a deputy MP. So now this is a problem. Now, you know, they are jumping. They want what they want. And end of the day, who's going to suffer? The public is going to suffer here. And that's where we come in. We need to start mobilizing now for 2026 election, making sure we get the right people in government. Who will stand up for us? Who will be able to give us service delivery? We paying rates. We need to demand for what is rightfully ours, because we have paid the rate, and that's what they're supposed to be doing. Yes, since the government has started from after the election, things are starting to move a little bit, because even in our city here, bringing Mike Sutcliffe, have already started to make a difference. Because now what is happening in the municipality, everybody is starting to wake up. Even the cleaner, sweeper, office staff, now they can see the changes are coming very fast and furious at the moment. So there's a problem that they're going to lose their job. And now what will happen by this cleaning up what we are doing in municipalities, lot of them will be detained as well. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Yeah. So there is a lot of, in fact, we have already started doing the cleanup. When you're starting to do the cleanup, the CIIU have already been instructed to do investigation on a lot of cases. So in the next couple of months, you will be hearing a lot of people in the council are detained and they're suspended. So things starting to move at the speed at the moment, because we brought in people to oversee to the whole city. That is going to be, because a city of this size of 65 billion budget, yeah, you know, you don't need money. You know, the Molana, on the 31st of July, you know, they had the debt review program. They collected 3.7 billion in the month of July alone. So there is money. People are owing the city is 32.5 billion is owed outside. The money is outside, sitting outside with everyone that they haven't paid the bills they couldn't pay and all that. Still 32.5 billion is outstanding. And yet we had to go and borrow 50 million from NetBank. We had to go and get the additional 50 million rand loan over a 5-year period. Why should you go and borrow money when we got money? You understand what I'm saying, Molana?
Yeah. Now, another issue that is worrying is that we'll come to the monument later if we have time. But what's more pressing is the KZN Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs COGTA MEC Rev Tulasizwe Buthelezi met the Itikweni ratepayers protest movement on Tuesday to assist in resolving a deadlock between the ratepayers and the Itikweni municipality over back charges for the 6 KL of free water provided to residents in error. Now, I'm sure you have been through this article. What's the question that arises here is, many people, including pensioners, are getting astronomical amounts, you know, over 100,000 also for water. Is it because of this error of the municipality?
No, Molana, there's no error. And take your property where you live in Reservoir Hills or Overport, you live, Molana, whatever. Anyway, so for plus minus 15 months, there was no meter reading. Nobody came to your place to take meter reading for your electricity, water. There was no meter reading. So what they were doing average. When you were doing average, now when they started, they brought in more people, they employed more people to start doing meter reading. Now when they bring the meter reading back to us, they went to Morana's house and brought the meter reading. Now the meter reading previously was higher or lower, whichever way. So they had to do an adjustment. On the adjustment, you'll find not everybody has been heavy. What happened now, for the last 15 months, if they haven't taken the meter reading, they did the adjustment. Now the adjustment, after you do the adjustment, your account where you was paying 1,800 now shot down to 54,000, because now they did the adjustment for the 15 months. Now, what you need to do, you need to object there. Simple. First, what they have to do is they have to now work. They worked it out how much was your free water they have to give you and all that. Once you have sorted all that out, they do the paperwork and they'll tell you this is your actual amount. So there was not actually an error. People are taking it as an error. Yes, it could be error because the system pick it up very, very quick. Once you start putting in the numbers, it'll fix your account up. And that's what is happening at the moment. So a lot of people brought these bills to me. When I had a look at it, first I told him, you go take your current meter reading. Once you send me the current meter reading, I take that, then I go back and see how much what he was using for the last 8 months, 10 months and all. Now I say, see, you've been using, now your reading is, say, 5,001. Previously, you was using 6,050. So you have to do the adjustment that way. So that's where they're charging you, and then you minus your less water, how much consumption you get free water, minus that, and you can work out the actual reading. So that's what happened here. So people, everyone in the city was jumping. They've been overtaxed and all that. Yes, some of them have been overtaxed. Yes, I can't say majority, but there is a lot of people that it was in error. The system picked up. They were overtaxed and all that. But if you take it and work out your account, because they have not taken the reading, that's where the problem is. What my what I'm saying is, if we all get together, because of the can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. There are disturbances coming. Actually, the program is controlled from the studio in Linz. But I can hear you now.
All right. So, Golana, so what the system errors is there, we can rectify that. That, if you take it to your nearest municipal offices, you take your old bills and go there and you tell them, right? And in fact, what we must do is, if we all get together and say, you know what, you didn't employ for the last 15 months, now we shouldn't be held responsible for it. It's your error. So if we put all our act together and we put a petition together and say, you know what, we're not interested. You only tax us on the current bill. Previous one, you have not read, you can't now come and charge us for it. It's your mistake and all that. So, if you find a way, if you all get together. Now, the people are not coming together and saying, you know what, like Ratepayers Association, like what the Westville Ratepayers Association is doing is the right thing. Bring every ratepayer association and say, you know what, y'all did not have the people to come and read the meters. Sorry, we're not interested. Whatever the current bill is, we're going to pay, and that is it. And what is due to us, the free kilowatts of water, that's what we need, and that's what we need to stick with. And they will have to write it off. That's what they have to do. Because their problem, we shouldn't be suffer from their problem. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Jazakumullah for your time. Because regarding this 1860 Indian monument, it seems like the city wants to go on with it, but there is opposition from the Indian community itself because of location, etc. Can you just give us a quick rundown on that?
Manana, this 1860, my very good friend A.V. Mohammed is also a treasurer with the 1860, and I know because all his secretarial work I was assisting is via my office. So this thing, I know this thing backwards, because this thing is running for the last 14, 15 years. Now, the monies were allocated for this thing from that time. Now, there's a in this whole year, in the Indian community, in this 1860, there is, from my assumption, there's two parties here. One party is saying, no, we don't want it. They have not consulted with us and all that. The long and the short of this year, because of time constraint, they need to meet with the premier, and then 1860, they need to put their act together in terms of making sure they put the executive right there, and they say, you know what? This is what we want to do. There is money here, because they're dragging this money. This money will go away, and they're not going to smell this money after that. So I think the fight between the two sides, who they should consult, who they shouldn't consult, the people were not consulted, all that, put it aside, call up an urgent meeting, meet with the premier and say, right, this is the location we are putting together. We are changing the design, and this is what we want. And go ahead and get it done, and then it will done and dusted.
Jazakumullah for your valuable time this Saturday morning, Brother Ahmad Parak. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you for your contribution. And inshallah, during the course of the day, you will get the podcast for this segment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.